It's Tuesday, April 21st, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. And continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. I hope you're a little like me and you're recovering from a fantastic and fun, safe and fruitful 420 weekend. I spent the weekend driving down the I-5 corridor, a 4.5-hour drive to Medford, Oregon, for the grand opening of the Southern Oregon Normal Cannabis Resource Center. What a great building they've got going there with books and experts and computers and a worm casting program and soil bank and a patient lounge, all sorts of things going on there. Really positive for the cannabis community. Check them out at sonormal.org. Sunday was spent at the Applegate River Lodge, and big thanks to Chris Pride from Southern Oregon Normal for getting me a place to stay there. What a beautiful outdoor woodsy setting. A great place to spend a sunny day in the Pacific Northwest before driving back up to Portland. Then early on Monday morning, 4:20, had to get together with the activists from Oregon Normal to head back down I-5 to Salem, Oregon, the state capital, to protest a particularly odious medical marijuana bill going through the legislature that's sponsored by law enforcement. I did manage to get my face on the local TV news, the KGW or NBC affiliate here in Portland, representing Normal and talking about the bill and supporting legalization. Hope somebody out there caught the clip. Maybe we can get it on YouTube or on the stash sometime. And then that evening was, of course, a 420 celebration with all the activists. We watched marijuana documentaries and comedies and Super Jaime and things like that. So a lot of fun was had by all, and I hope your 420 weekend was just as enjoyable. If you spent the time indoors for the 420 weekend watching TV, you probably noticed that 420 was everywhere you looked. The G4 cable network, the gaming and comic book network there, had an entire hour on 420, examining the phenomenon around the world in Jamaica and Australia and here in the United States. Also, comedian Doug Benson, a favorite hero of the stash, and was the co-host for the TV premiere of Super Jaime, as well as a re-airing of the classic stoner comedy Half-Baked. The New York Times did an expose on the 420 phenomenon, featuring quotes from Alan St. Pierre and a picture of him lecturing at the Forum up in Colorado. CBS News had an extended feature on the 420 phenomenon as well. Even National Public Radio's All Things Considered brought up the 420 phenomenon and the growing support for marijuana legalization. But of course, culturally speaking, probably the biggest thing to happen for the 420 weekend was on 419 when the Seth MacFarlane animated series Family Guy on the Fox channel had probably the greatest pro-marijuana show I have seen on TV in a while. And we'll be discussing that coming up here in our Hemp Headlines. Also coming up in the Hemp Headlines, one of our own, Rick Steves, a Normal Advisory Board member, been nominated for an Emmy. Medical marijuana is moving forward in the state of Arizona, and another Normal affiliated person speaking with the Mexican Congress about marijuana legalization. Tuesday is our Government at Work Day, and today we'll be going to the state of Maine to speak with Jonathan Levitt from the Maine Marijuana Policy Initiative and his group's attempts to improve Maine's medical marijuana law. For our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, we get a special twofer since I wasn't able to play yesterday's song, so we'll have a song from the individuals for our Message Monday, and then another song for our Variety Tuesday. Then in our second interview segment, Cannabis Conversations, with James Kowalski, the director of Normal SSDP at Northwestern University in Chicago, with some information about their continuing 420-week festivities at Northwestern University to teach students more about the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. Only 364 days left until the next 420. You better start studying now. It's time for your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. Everything's better with a bag of weed. Family Guy's 420 episode marks cultural turning point. Everyone in the cannabis community is talking about the Family Guy 420 episode. If you don't watch the cartoon, it's just an animated sitcom, basically. And the setup is that the character played by the dog, probably the most rational character in the whole family, is busted for a bag of weed and reacts by beginning a protest to legalize marijuana. The highlight of the show is the song, Everything's Better with a Bag of Weed. You can watch the whole video online through links at stash.normal.org. I'll give you a little taste of the music.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
And this song continues on amongst scenes of marijuana leaves and joints and bongs all over the TV screen and smiling, beautiful people, happy to see them. So younger folks, I want you to appreciate the shock and maybe even a tear of joy that came to the eye of myself and everybody about age 40 when we were watching this. Here it is on major primetime national television. A peppy marching band extolling the virtues of a bag of weed as smiling, normal-looking adults graciously embrace the falling buds from the sky. On Fox, no less. Those of us who are checking that 35 to 49 box on the surveys, we were sitting in front of our TVs one night 26 years ago when the First Lady, Nancy Reagan, did a cameo to make sure that Arnold on Different Strokes would just say no to a bag of weed. MTV was debuting a few months later. As the younger generation came up and hip-hop began dominating the charts, the pot leaf started coming out on music videos, but not on MTV. Every Snoop Dogg video I ever watched had rappers wearing blurry ball caps or blurry necklaces where the offending leaf had been digitally scrubbed. I can understand blurring out a line of cocaine or a heroin syringe, and if you're making the argument, what about the children, I could even see blurring out a bong, a joint, or a pipe. But the leaf itself? We have to censor nature? What if these rappers were wearing an opium poppy necklace? But now, this weekend, there were cartoon people marching and waving placards of pot leaves. There were spinning pot leaves, bags of pot falling through the air, and a cartoon infant and cartoon dog playing marimba on a row of bongs, singing blatantly pro-pot lyrics over a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang tune on our TVs. Now, if you'd like to see the entire episode, you can catch it on Hulu. I've got the link for you at stash.normal.org. I want to talk some more about it, so watch the episode before you continue the stash, or skip ahead another 4 minutes, because there are quite a few spoilers. Okay, so you've seen the episode, and I really do think this is a turning point in marijuana legalization, and that now it's all over, but changing the laws. The minds are changed. It's not just the song, but, you know, some of the context. We had a special 420 episode of Family Guy, but also the hour-long 420 episode of G4's Attack of the Show. We've seen two different documentaries on cable called Marijuana Inc. Pineapple Express was a box office hit. 420 isn't counterculture anymore. It's American culture. We have our own cultural holiday on par with St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo, where even people who aren't part of our culture are recognizing our celebration. On Fox, with middle-of-the-road sponsors like Cheer Detergent. But it's also the show itself. The first mention of pot comes after the friendly cops notice the intoxicated, blood-covered driver with a corpse in the backseat and shovels, but are ready to send him on his way. Then the pot falls out and they become aggressive drug warriors. Also, there's the scene later where the dog tries to cope with the drug test by getting the infant's urine. The simple message behind it all? Busting marijuana smokers means ignoring real crime and wasting time forcing grown adults to cheat on pee tests. Later, the dog refers to the Hearst smear campaign against marijuana in the 30s, the prohibitionist father-in-law, who has the dad beat up by government-looking goons, wants to get it recriminalized because hemp is competing with his investments in other plant industries. The prohibitionist gets the dog to spread lies about marijuana through corruption and deceit. The two anti-pot ads, the stick figure dog and the joint-smoking Hitler, are complete nonsense. Simple message? Your government has been lying to you about marijuana. Then, normal-looking people feel grateful for a bag of weed in the park because everybody needs something to make them feel good. There's a reference to a decrease in hard drug use. You don't need meth and you don't need speed because everything's better with a bag of weed. Legalized marijuana leads to decreased crime and increased productivity, and its worst consequences are unkempt, giggling TV news anchors and the father's inability to set up a non-sequitur sight gag. And obvious to me in its omission was any reference to the two children of the family using marijuana. The simple message? Legalizing marijuana will not harm us any more than prohibition has, and will probably help more. Seth MacFarlane tears down another brick in the wall of prohibition. Bravo. Rick Steves nominated for Emmy for Marijuana Program. Travel writer and Normal board member Rick Steves has been nominated